I just realized I'm going to have to look into that song. That's a little provocative. I didn't know. I didn't just realize how provocative that song is.
Is this the one from Dumb and Dumber? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't remember. Not maybe. But he's talking about the good vibrations. She's something sensations. Like that's that's a little much for us. But welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. Brought
after
to you
2 years.
I know. After 2 years, we finally listened to our intro. Welcome, everybody. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And we got another awesome show for you today.
Yeah, for sure.
Today, we want to bring you a little depth. Like most shows, we go out of our way to make sure we highlight the amazing organizations that we have on the show. But today, we have one of our buddies on the show with us today, Jason Ayers from Gap Ministries. And he's so much more than a representative from Gap Ministries. So we certainly want to get into kind of some of the details that make us quality humans later in the show. And then also in the second half of the show, we have Zsa Simone. That's fun to say. Zsa Simone with AZ4Normal. And she's going to be talking about helping people fill out petitions and having their records expunged, which... I think that is a big deal. It's something that's certainly not discussed enough. And, kind of in the vein of what we were talking about even before the show started, like there's so many people out there that, you know, they feel like their past prevents them from their future. But there's some steps that you can take in your life to, you know, to clear up that stuff, to make it so, you know, that first impression that that you leave with people is the best that you possibly can. So, yeah, we'll certainly talk about all that more and certainly look forward to having Zsa on the show. But let's get this party started. And this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not give grace to a very loving Father that has continued to bless us, allow us to grace your ears for over 2 years and has certainly put many blessings in our life. And let's start with a little prayer. Usually I do the Lord's Prayer, but let's go and let's freestyle it. Let's do it. You know, a free flowing bars for God this morning.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
So, dear Lord, we want to thank you so much for all the blessings that you put in life. We're also very thankful for the trials and tribulations that you put in our lives, as well as the blessings, because without them and without the challenges, you would have not allowed us to grow to be the people that we are. We thank you so much, Lord, for being here for us, for guarding us, for standing strong with us when we have the most challenges in our lives, as well as the times when we have celebrations. We love you so much, Lord, and thank you for teaching us how to love you so we can love one another. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That was one of the good one bars for Lord. That's how we do it around here. So speaking of definitely a buddy who's certainly gives me an example of how to be, you know, a God-loving man and do the right thing for the right reasons and set a good path. And it's, you know, as part of an organization that does that very thing. Thank you for being here today, Jason. You are your bud.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Every time I come here, you guys give me like the greatest intros and welcomes. Like it just I feel very honored. I appreciate it.
It comes from the heart, but I promise you for sure.
It's easy. I think it's easy because you bring good vibes, man. Like when I'm around you, it feels light and it feels energetic. And that's honestly, that's a gift, man. I think that's like almost like a skill set that a lot of people are lacking nowadays is that energy, that high vibe. And, you know, like you bring the energy, man. So we really appreciate it. That's why it's so easy to just welcome you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Kind of like we were this morning, me and Andreas, we usually have once a week meeting. We meet at the Arizona Sands Club and we kind of like dual coach each other. And when we were doing that this morning, there was a couple of our buddies that happened to be by the Sands Club. And I was like, man, he's one of us. One of us. You're one of us for sure.
Like,
it's just this energy you put out. This you can just tell in meeting you, like you care.
Yeah,
you know you care about people, and you're probably gonna do stuff above and beyond the average person just because we care. You know, it's weird to be that type of person, but I can definitely tell that, you know, just in knowing you that you are, and obviously through the work that you do through Gap Ministry, it shows. So speaking of the work you do at Gap Ministries, let's just assume that people haven't heard you on the show before or haven't heard about Gap Ministries before. Let's explain to them what Gap Ministries is.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization here in Tucson, Arizona. We've been around for 22 years now.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. which is crazy because it's just been a roller coaster of a journey. But we work in a lot of different fields and a lot of different areas. We work with DCS and foster care. Mm. We work in reunifying parents with their kids and doing foster care visitation services. Mm-hmm. We do some parenting classes through their nurturing parent program. We license foster families. Mm. We have group homes. And that kind of covers our DCS side. And then we work in the community in a lot of different ways. We work with people who need second chance with job training. Mm-hmm. We have a culinary school and a auto mechanic school. Mm. We teach life skills and practical skills in both of those classes. We also have a community warehouse that distributes goods and food throughout not only just our nonprofit, but we partner with other nonprofits to get them goods and food and services that they need to help what they do. We are the large, we have more nonprofits per capita here in Tucson than anywhere else in the country, right? Oh, wow. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah. So we realize we don't need to do everything, but how can we help empower other nonprofits to do things? Mm-hmm. And then our commercial kitchen produces thousands upon thousands of meals every day to go to low-income families, Meals on Wheels, a whole plethora of things. So that is GAP in a very fast, quick nutshell of everything that we do.
That is the best definition of explanation of GAP I've ever heard. So that was a very good nutshell. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Brother. Yeah.
You
know,
thank you.
And he said something that was really powerful about how you collaborate with other nonprofits. And a good friend of ours, Desiree Cook, I don't know if you know her, but she's with IMU 360. She helps houses a lot of young people. But how has collaborating with all these nonprofits helped you and helped the community and those nonprofits as well? How has that experience been for you?
Yeah, I think for us, the biggest thing is we realize that what God gives us isn't ours. Mm. It's His. Mm-hmm. And if He gives us excess, it's not because He wants us to hoard that excess. Mm-hmm. It's because He wants us to figure out how to get that excess out. Mm-hmm. And so our collaboration with other nonprofits has been about realizing that we have to take what God's given us. We use it for what God's called us to do, and then and then go, okay, God, what else? Who else needs this besides us? Mm-hmm. Who else do we need to partner with? And so that has opened up doors in so many areas. The kitchen wouldn't be here if we weren't partnering with nonprofits and started getting so much food that we realized we can't give enough of this away. We have to start processing some of that. Mm-hmm. So from that, we started the kitchen, and then we had this kitchen and realized, well, we need help producing meals. How are we going to get people? We can't pay people. We don't have enough money to just have cooks and cooks and cooks on staff. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we teach people a skill? And while they're here learning a skill, we then can help produce more meals, which then gets more out into the community.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's been this ever evolving, as an area grows, it creates this need that then we fill in with what God's asking us to fill it in with, which then turns adds growth, and we can invest it more into the community, which then creates a need. It's this like ever cycle. And then we partner with other people who are already doing amazing things, because why do we need to be a soup kitchen when there's 50 other soup kitchens around? I don't know if there's 50. I'm just how do we help those soup kitchens be successful? Let's figure that out. So
Man, that was insightful.
Yeah, that's awesome. And definitely one thing I want to talk about when we get back from the break is, you guys said, GAP's been doing it for 22 years. So pretty much you've been probably involved with this since a teenager. So it's an interesting growth from not only being a pastor's son, but being a son of, of this and growing within it and, finding your own place. So
absolutely.
We'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org to check out the radio show and all the stuff we're doing to help homeless veterans, please go out, check out donation right there on the front of the page. It's Common Good Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Action Print and Copy is a full service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy. Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Let's just assume that she's given him the excitations because they're going to church and he's really excited to be there and listen to worship music. There's a new song that he's into. So that's
it.
So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Amen. And I'm here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, sir.
He's your motivational coach and speaker. Motivating us, man.
Yeah, man.
You're just doing it. And you, I mean, take a second just to give you your props. You're doing great, man. You really are.
Thanks,
like, you're not only taking the steps you need to kind of like build a quality product where you can help a lot of people, but I can just imagine, I see it, all the people whose lives you're touching and how many people, even like elite people. It's not like it's just like people that are just like recovering from some type of mishap. Like, we're talking about, you know, directors of organizations and people at pretty higher echelon spot that you're really helping shape their lives. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I'm blessed to do that for them. Mm-hmm. But what I'm more blessed is to be able to serve the youth, you know, because the youth right now are struggling with depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. And just to tell my story about how I dealt with depression, anxiety, and all these, really bad experiences to help the youth. And because, man, they're our future. And I mean, it's just when I'm 50 or 60, I want to make sure that those kids are not having struggles mentally, emotionally. Mm. And, you know, so right now, yeah, man, I mean, that's the biggest blessing that I've had, is to be able to speak to thousands of youth.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So we were speaking with Jason Ayers with GAP Ministries prior to the break. And a big thing he touched on that I felt like was a very interesting, kind of story is 22 years GAP Ministries has been serving this community, which is mind-blowing in itself. And you've been kind of like in the middle of this tornado from the beginning. You know, you started out, you know, you're kind of, you know, a very impressionable kid. When it was starting and it was building, did you see yourself being part of it like this at this point? Or what, did it kind of like, it just started rolling and you were there and you kind of jumped in where you were needed?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that when we came to Tucson, my parents sat me and my sister down and said, hey, we really feel like this is what we're supposed to be doing. This is what God's saying to our family, but we don't want to do it if you're not on board. And I was only like 13 at the time, right? Like,
oh, wow.
How does a 13-year-old really know what's going on?
Uh-huh.
But that's something that I think my parents have instilled in our lives as their kids, is that our family's journey is not just them, it's our family's journey. I have 4 adopted siblings. So there's 6 of us in the family, and not everybody works at GAP, but everyone is involved in some way, shape, or form. They've helped out, they've donated, they volunteer, they do what they can. And I think that has always been just a key part of who we are as a family, is that this isn't just what God called my parents to, but he's what he's called our family to. And so we've just done ministry and life together. And so it's just, you know, whether it's GAP or we do a church, my dad and I do a church together, and no matter what it is, it's just, we just do these things together because we know as a family, that's what we're called to do.
How is that experience with your dad, man, to be able to?
I'm glad
to
you asked that. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. How was that experience for you? Like, how has it been to do that with your dad?
You know, I think at times it can be intimidating. My dad's a pretty impressive person.
Yeah.
You know, him and my mom both have these backgrounds of, my mom was a VP for American Express, and my dad ran several branches of a local bank in Utah. And so they have these skills or these things that God just have blessed them with. And and so at times it can be really, really intimidating because, you know, you're trying to for lack of a better term, like, live up to the expectations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But something that I love about my parents is that they know, obviously, I'm going to make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes, but mm-hmm. they're there with me to help get me through it. Mm. You know, it's funny. I joke around with people. I've been fired from Gap more than anybody else, but I'm also turned around and rehired the very next moment, mm. you know, because I messed up and they're like, hey, you can't do that kind of stuff, mm. but it's okay. We're going to stick with you and we're going to stick through this with you and we're going to make it to the other side. And, mm-hmm. and my parents are not like that just with me, but with everybody that works mm. at Gap, you know, mm-hmm. we want to, you know, just because we might mess up or we might do something that, you know, we all can be boneheads sometimes.
Yeah,
of course. You know, they want people to realize that they're there for them and they're there to support them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's just like me and Andreas both being the father of sons, just that idea of like, man, you and your dad been riding together for years mm-hmm. now. Yep. And yeah, I know you speak about like, and I agree, like I've been around your dad. He is certainly an intimidating figure because not only, I mean, I don't even know anything about his background, his past, his skill set or any of that, but just this energy, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, that an impressive man puts off. So yeah, that could be a lot, but you know, nonetheless, he's your dad, you know,
that's right.
he's still 10 feet tall since you've been, you know, 13 yeah. years old to Absolutely. Now. So, I mean, it's, definitely. I guess kind of like what I think me and Andreas are trying to glib from this is like, how did you guys maintain such a strong relationship and kind of like, and stay committed to this throughout the years where like me and Andreas being the father of sons, like sometimes we have a hard time keeping our sons engaged and kind of yeah. we have a hard time keeping that bond with our sons. And definitely it's a dream yeah. for either one of us to do a business or do some type of venture like you are with your father. Like where was your mind and what type of stuff did he do to kind of keep you guys bonded and keep you guys connected to this day?
I think for me, it's always been that he's included me. Whether or not he would have taken my advice or my decisions and actually done them, mm. he's always tried to include me in the process. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was, hey, Jason, you know, we're stepping out and doing this next adventure. Or, hey, you know, we're really excited. We're going to be opening up two more homes and come be a part of it. Like, it wasn't hey, I need you to go work on these things with me because I need help and you're my son and you have to help me. Mm-hmm. It was asking me to be included and being a part of, you know, I, as growing up as a pastor's kid, you know, I see pastor's kids fall away from God mm-hmm. pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the differences in my life that I feel like sets me apart from most pastor's kids is that ministry was never a chore that I had to do. Mm-hmm. It was something that I got invited to be a part of and participate in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't we're doing this because I told you to. It's, hey, I'm going to go do this. Do you want to come do it with me?
Nice.
And he probably would have made me go if I would have said no. But the fact that I was invited and included in the process, mm-hmm. I think made a huge difference in my life because it wasn't just, you're doing this because I'm telling you to do this and our family does these things.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm going to be at church early on Sunday morning. You want to come with me and help turn lights on? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. That'd be so cool, Dad. That's like when cool, I was little. Man. And so those are just the things that I think he's always done in my life to not make me feel like I had to go do something, even though I probably had to go do those things.
Yeah.
But that I got to go do them and be a part of what he was doing.
Powerful. Yeah. You get to do it rather than I have to.
Yeah.
And when you get to do it, it changes. It's the perspective.
Right. It's like I'm on. I get that privilege. Like no one else gets that privilege, right?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
right? Like it's like I'm you know, flipping lights on or cleaning a toilet or, you know, doing things that, you know, people don't think are glamorous. Mm-hmm. It's that I get to do those things because I've been invited to participate in what's going on. Mm-hmm. Not I have to do those things because it's what my family does.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. Awesome. Well, can people get a hold of Gap Ministries to plug in, volunteer, all the other fun stuff?
Yeah. Our website's gapmin.com. There's tons of stuff on there. We just are opening a new campus. We have a grand opening March 31st.
Okay.
From 9 to 5. Come out anytime. There's going to be food, refreshments. We're going to have the Suns Gorilla is going to be out there at like 11:30. So cool. Come on out. It's going to be a great time.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Veteran Rescue Mission, go to veteranrescuemission.org to check it all out. We'll be right back.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean, here with Mr. Andreas Ruiz. Andreas Ruiz. Yeah, very good. Very good. And he is with I Believe in Myself Coaching. If you have not checked out what he does or give him a call yet, you're missing out. Right?
You're missing out.
Yeah. When now is the best time for you to give Andreas a call?
Yes. When would now be a good time to get started? Now.
Now. Exactly. Yes. And we just got done speaking with Jason Ayers with Gap Ministries. Definitely a bud of ours. We get to go hang out with him in a couple weeks.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited about food. That.
Yeah. It feels long past due.
For sure. Like, I agree.
Like, I don't know what we're going to talk about other than what we always talk about of just like good feel
stuff.
It's
going to be great.
But I definitely feel like Jason's one of those cats that that God put in our lives for whatever reason. So absolutely. I can't wait to find out what that reason is.
Same here.
But now we have another amazing person that's here in studio with us who certainly is going to help change my life. I imagine is going to help change hundreds, maybe even thousands of lives. Just getting this information out is going to be a really big deal. So thank you so much, Zsa Simone, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess for we'll start with, like, it's weird. And looking through my messages, it looks like we've been friends for a while, and we've kind of like been interacting for a while. But it's just kind of like almost like two ships in the night, because this is the first time we've actually ever met in person.
Yes, it is. I've been your friend and follower. Mm. For a while now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And just to show how great of followers I have, because, yeah, this is an amazing woman. And you're doing, I think, probably through the kind of like that AZ for Normal community, maybe we knew each other. But all in all, you're certainly, it seems like with your organization, it's weed related, you've been able to kind of move to the next step and kind of, do something, some of the stuff you learned there. And take it to the next step, because there certainly is a lot of advocacy that needs to be done, a lot of work that needs to be done to get people back to whole again, I guess, for a lack of better words. So if you could, I guess, just tell our audience about what is It's Weed Related and some of the work that you guys do.
So It's Weed Related is an organization that I started when I first moved to Tucson about 9 years ago. Mm. I'm a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I was having issues with different medications that I was taking. Mm-hmm. And I discovered that Arizona had cannabis as a medical marijuana program. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, let me see what this is about. Mm. I don't want to keep taking these drugs. I didn't like how it was doing with me. I felt kind of dead taking those medications. So I had heard and seen other people who were using cannabis as medicine and saw what results that they were having. And so I figured, Well, I've tried everything from Ritalin and Prozac to being prescribed methadone by the VA.
Oh, wow.
At one point. And I figured, well, I've tried all this other stuff and I'm still having some issues. Let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's medicine. Mm-hmm. I see what it's doing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave it a try. I had a surgery and went home from the surgery with probably four different pills.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of trying to recover, I felt like I was brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think to get something to eat. I felt like I was a zombie, like a walking dead zombie. And so a friend of mine said, well, let's try this. We're going to infuse all of your food.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to puree everything and see how that works. So I was eating and drinking cannabis. I was using topicals, tinctures, every way that we could get the cannabis into me, I was using. And when I went back for a follow-up about 6 weeks later, my doctor at the VA was amazed because of how I had healed.
Wow.
And just how I was moving. I had a hysterectomy, a full hysterectomy. And she saw the difference from all of the medication, where I couldn't poop for 4 days and different stuff like that, to 6 weeks later coming back on only cannabis and none of the medication that I had been prescribed. And you could clearly see a huge difference.
Yeah.
And so I figured, well, the VA is never going to prescribe this for me. I got a medical card, started going to the dispensary, started experimenting with different modalities of using the cannabis that the state had available. And I realized that that was what my body needed.
Interesting.
Really, it was. I felt like it opened me up. I was able to sit down and talk with people in public.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, because I don't know if it was, I don't know, maybe it's something about cannabis that opens your mind. And I felt really free. And then I didn't feel afraid to talk to my doctor about these things. So that's how it started for me, but I know it was other veterans that are going through the same issues. We get prescribed pill after pill after pill. It's no, let's try something natural, let's change the way you eat, let's try all these different things. It's automatically we're going to up your dosage, or we're going to give you some other kind of medication,
type of hard drug.
Yeah, but we can't even talk to you about cannabis, and we see for a fact that this is what's working on you. They sliced me, taking out my thyroid a few years ago, and you can't even see a scar there because I use different type of cannabis topicals and exfoliants, and use scrub and everything.
Oh wow, that's amazing. Yeah, so just
this is interesting.
And you know, like, in regards to cannabis, like there's this thing called cannabidiol or something like that. We already have that in our bodies or something like that.
We have an endocannabinoid system.
Okay, there we go. There you go.
And what cannabis does is it gives you what you already have. So it just enhances all of the goodness that you have.
Interesting.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I was when I got discharged from the Army, I was on about 6 different medications.
Yeah, they had me on 18 at one time. So yeah, I can empathize. Well, we're going to talk about that and more with Zsa Zsa Simone with It's Weed Related after this break. This is Come Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org. ibelieveinmyself.org.
Yes, if you would like to get some more information on how to get coaching, I would love to give you a free consultation to help you get to your goals and your dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Boo.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates.
Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoy the smooth listening of that provocative music by the Beach Boys, like the previous intros. It's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And he's here coaching us up. And we got actually Zsa Zsa Simone.
Actually, no, Zsa Zsa's coaching us up right now. Up,
huh? Yeah, we're getting, yeah. We're learning.
I'm just listening. I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to listen.
System, the whole thing. Like, we're definitely going to learn. But before we went into the break, Zsa Zsa was talking about It's Weed Related and pretty much like what brought her here, like, which is like
amazing.
It's such
amazing story.
It's amazing. It's, and crazy enough, it's a common story. It's like a story about, like, I've heard from, you know, 25 veterans at least that, you know, went to the VA or went to, you know, somewhere, and they gave them, they prescribed them everything underneath the book, methamphetamine and heroin and everything that you can think of inside of a pill. And we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to do it. You know, we certainly avoided that stuff on the streets. We didn't want to go to the hospitals and face it. And by, you know, the grace of God, in a lot of situations, that people, they found cannabis as a solution. And even beyond that, unfortunately, before a medical system or the recreational system existed, some people got little tickets and arrested and actually got felonies on their records. Because they felt like, you know, this was the route that they should take. And I hear that's what a lot of what It's Weed Related helps with. Why don't you tell us about that, Zsa Zsa?
So Arizona has approximately 196,000 people who qualify for expungements under Prop 207. So Prop 207 was what made adult use marijuana legal here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so Prop 207 and expungements, what was written into that law was that if you were arrested or convicted for 2.5 ounces or less, or paraphernalia, or for growing more than 6 plants in your home, you could have those removed from your record under Prop 207. Mm-hmm. So in some states that have expungements, they have automatic expungements. So if you had one of those convictions or arrests, you didn't even have to file anything. It would automatically be expunged from your record. Now, this is a felony we're talking about. It would automatically be expunged. Well, in Arizona, it's not so. You still have to petition the court and ask them to expunge this, remove this from your record, and restore your rights back to you. So even if they dismissed it or you had probation and you paid for it and all of that, it's still on your record. And it's still stopping people from getting jobs. Is stopping people from getting financial aid, because if you have this on your record, you can't apply for government financial aid. A lot of people can't get housing because they have this on their record. And so what I've been doing is partnering with different organizations here in Arizona that are interested in helping people get this done.
Wow.
We realize that there are a lot of people that want money, and they are charging people to do these expungement petitions. And I decided, as a servant to my community, and I know I would want this off of my record if the state was going to allow this to happen. So I'm helping people get it done. I'm researching their record for them. I'm not an attorney. I don't have any legal background or anything like that. But because this process is a process that a person can do on their own, you don't have to have a hearing for it. You just have to do the paperwork and submit it to the court. And it's as simple as that.
That's awesome.
So since May of last year, I've been working with different people, and we've been getting people's records expunged. With normal, we did over 50 expungement clinics.
That's amazing. It's huge.
We had, I think, 4 organizations here in Arizona actually received over $4 million in funding from the marijuana funds for expungements. That I'm still waiting to see the results of. So we have so many people that need them expunged that aren't getting them expunged. I think they said maybe under 1,000 people have actually gotten their records expunged since July of last year when the law went into effect. And that's because the way that they're marketing or letting people know anything about it is via social media. And a lot of the people who need it don't have social media. They don't have internet. They live in those zip codes that I was telling you about that have been redlined. They don't have access to be able to know that somebody's having an expungement clinic because they're not looking at them like that. It's not so important. For me, it seems like it's not that important, because it should be more organizations like mine that are going out into communities and doing, you know, doing the footwork, finding the people. Because if I wait for people to find me for me to help them, you know, I'm just sitting. And that's what's happening. So even though people are having expungement clinics, they're not getting huge turnouts because people just don't know. And they don't believe that it's actually a real thing because Arizona's never done any type of expungements before. So for them to be doing expungements related to these cannabis crimes, some people actually think it's a sting.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they've had some, I think it was Maricopa County said that, you know, we'll take your petition, but if you have other offenses on there that we don't like, then we're not going to expunge this. So it shouldn't be that way. If the law says it's eligible for expungement, it shouldn't be a question of somebody now saying, oh, well, you was arrested for this other thing, so I'm not going to expunge this. You're going to just have this felony. While someone else can just get it expunged.
And before the show, you were talking about AZDHS, expungement and social equity, and how the license process was affected. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, so Arizona DHS is in charge of writing this social equity program. We had the medical marijuana program. They had, I think, 130-something licenses. And all of those licenses that were issued for the medical program went to non-people of color. We had one black license holder in the whole state of Arizona. So when they were talking about adult use and they decided, well, we're going to pinch off something for social equity, they decided on 26 licenses. So you have 130 medical marijuana licenses. Then Arizona Department of Health Services grandfathered those licensees with the medical marijuana licenses into the adult use program. So they were the only ones who were able to apply for the adult use licenses, the ones who already had them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were able to apply. Of course, all of them were going to apply. If we can apply, we're going to apply.
Mm-hmm.
So they had 490 applications go in for those 130 licenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a few months later, ADHS had a lawsuit against them because in the beginning they said there would be a dispensary in every county. So the people in the county sued them to get them to issue more licenses. So there were 13 that were left over from the 130 of the adult use. So they went into a lottery for county, for rural licenses. Well, those rural licenses also went to existing licensees. Okay. So now we got 130 plus another 130 adult use. That's about 260 licenses and one person of color, right? Out of all those licenses. So they said, well, we'll give 26 to social equity. The 26 came from, it was 20% of the medical marijuana licenses, which was 130. So 20% of that was 26. So they figured, okay, we'll throw 26 to people of color. This is what it was supposed to be. But then by the time they did everything and changed it all up, anybody could apply. Even the existing licensees applied. Okay. Which they weren't supposed to. This was supposed to be for social equity. But Arizona Department of Health Services allowed them to put in all those applications. For 26 licenses, they received 1,506 applications. More than half of those were from existing licensees.
That's wild. Well, we actually have to cut it up here, but we have about 30 seconds. Tell the listening audience how they can get a hold of you and connect with you and get help.
Anyone that needs to reach me can call me or email me at zsazsa.itsweedrelated, just like it sounds, at gmail.com or 760-663-0327 on all social media at itsweedrelated.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, Zsa-Zsa.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you all for listening with us, and we will catch you next week. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary, supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.